I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protesters in Libya dubbed Thursday as a day of rage and called for a nationwide uprising. Paul Estabrooks is a minister at large for Open Doors. Libya ranks 25th on the Open Doors World Watch list. So, Paul, will change be better or worse for believers?
The basic attitudes don't change. There's simply a desire for political change that will make a difference for them economically. But we're not optimistic at the moment, especially in Libya, that there would be any change for our brothers and sisters.
Next, Operation World says Uttar Pradesh, India, likely has the most intense concentration of unreached people in the world. A recent census says 579 of the state's 613 people groups have no Christians at all. Millions are stuck in the dark without the light of Christ or His Word. Bibles for the World is responding to this critical need by working with national missionaries and distributing a projected 1.2 million Bibles in Punjab and Uttar Pradesh this year. And most communities in the developing world shun children with disabilities like Clubfoot. CURE International is working through compassion, love, and hope to open a future to them. So given all the promise that comes with a cure, the question can be asked, why would a child not show up for surgery? CURE's Joel Ward says there are many reasons, like family influence or not understanding the condition, but it could be traveling costs or even village superstition, too.
That's part of the reason that our counseling ministry is so important, to try to reinforce truth for these people, that this isn't too good to be true. This actually is something that we're going to be able to do, and we're acting on behalf of Jesus Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. Enter for your chance to win by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.